This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. 344 boys were released Thursday after being abducted last week by Boko Haram from their school in Nigeria. The governor of Katsina State said some boys remain missing. In a statement on the state channel NTA, he said, "We have recovered most of the boys, but not all of them," noting that the boys who were released were found in a forest in the neighboring Zamfara State. A Nigerian spokesman, Abdul Labaran, said in a statement the boys were being taken to the Katsina city and would be reunited with their families. The news came shortly after a video was released Thursday, purportedly showing some of the hundreds of Nigerian schoolboys kidnapped by Boko Haram. An Islamist militant who opened fire aboard a high-speed train traveling through northern Europe but was overpowered by three Americans before killing anyone has been sentenced to life in jail by a French court on Thursday. Moroccan national Ayoub El-Khazani was heavily armed when he launched his attack moments after the train crossed into France from Belgium in August of 2015. The attack was thwarted by passengers, among them three Americans, two of whom were in the military at the time, who rushed Khazani and disarmed him. Russia will not be able to use its name, flag, or anthem at the next two Olympics or at any world championships for the next 2 years after a ruling Thursday by the Court of Arbitration for Sport. The Lausanne-based court halved the four-year ban proposed last year by the World Anti-Doping Agency in a landmark case that accused Russia of state-ordered tampering of a testing laboratory database in Moscow. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This